Jesus, criminy.
This is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain it.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Florida Pizza Club, 88th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete on a very special, kind of bizarre, weird show we're going to do. It's kind of a combination of talking sports, a little bit of the player show, and then the Food Network. So we're going to have a pizza-making contest. We're going to have some judging going down. I have a prize for the winner. So somebody's going to win a pretty cool, well, maybe not. But I do have something that the winners are going to get. Caleb and Michael are sitting with me now. And Alex and Leonard are already starting making the pizzas. Now, is it an advantage to go first or second? Have you guys thought about this?
Yeah, second.
You can see what doesn't work.
All right, now I will make one real quick suggestion. You came up, Michael, with a great, but I wouldn't say it. Let them make their pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't give anything away. Even though that's your, Caleb's your competition first.
Yeah.
Right. I thought of that after I said it. Have you guys ever made a pizza like this? Or, I mean, throwing the dough in the whole nine yards?
No, I never thought of dough. I mean, I made that pizza at the hospital.
That's the DiGiorno or whatever?
You just made, like, roll out the crust.
Yeah, I don't even think I did that.
Straight up. Have you guys put much thought into this? We've talked about this in the locker room for, what, a week or two now.
Oh, you know, honestly, like, every time we talk about this, I forgot that you said we're going to make pizza. So it was like I heard it the first time. You said it.
Well, and it's funny because I texted you, and I'm like, do I text you or do I not? Just to remind you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after that, I guess I'm kind of glad I did.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Is this, like, going to be big bragging rights, or I know how tight all four of you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some bragging going on.
Yeah. And we're going to lose. I'm still going to talk trash because Mark's going to be the best.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why there's judges here. Have you ever seen Alex smile as much as he's been smiling back there?
Yeah, he's
definitely getting into this. Curious what it's going to be. Now, again, for the judges, whoever we end up choosing as judges, appearance and, of course, taste. So it's best if you don't know who made it. You know, because you don't want to.
But the taste is usually all that matters, right?
Well, no, appearance. Yeah. Have you ever watched the Food Network? Presentation, not appearance. Presentation.
Presentation is important, but it can look good in there. You know?
No, there's definitely some truth to that. In the Food Network.
So what's like the scale here? Like 60-40, are they equally as important as each other? Like, is it like
yeah. Honestly, it's going to come down to it's kind of like judging an MMA fight.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different ways that you can go. Appearance is important, but
I guess taste is. I think taste is like even number one.
So 60-40?
60-40. Yeah, you know, like, for every 1 point you get for appearance, it's like 2 points.
But again, if you watch the Food Network, a lot of people taste with their eyes.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
So,
right?
Is it hard to believe that the season's almost over? 2 games left? I mean, as a player, I know your body should probably be up and stuff, but what do you guys think at 2 games left?
I mean, you get in such a routine that the season does fly by. So, even playing football now, since what, that's first week of August.
day. Christmas is Tuesday. Typically, for Christmas, you guys get a half a day or whatever, but it's your day off. So, but I was saying, do you lose that half a day? When, you know, like, if Christmas is Thursday, they let you go roll it.
Yeah, you know, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, the way our stuff's going to go, and, like,
how much better could it get?
That's what we need. That's what we need. You know, if you come in on Monday, it's the same thing. Because Monday's a half day anyway. So you come in, after the game, watch the film, always put it to bed, or, you know, you don't get into one, you're out, like, 3 or 4 o'clock. So it's basically a half day, and then you get your...
Absolutely.
I will say though, like my rookie year, we practiced Christmas morning. That's not fun. You know, this business is so different. And you're kind of just sitting there and you're like, wow, I'm practicing in the NFL on Christmas Day. Like, I'm going to be doing everything. Right. You know, and so, like I said, it's like a job experience on Christmas Day. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
So, I guess the same thing would be if you played on Thursday. You know, because, I mean, Thanksgiving. Thoughts on it, and then I want to ask you about, you know, the final two games, but thoughts on, it's been reported now, Mexico City or London next year. You guys
are going to be all about Mexico City. Yeah, we're all about Mexico City also. Even they're going to L.A., like, it's like, especially when you go play. It's different when you just travel and you have a visit. When you get a game, it's like a 6-hour plane ride. Get there, pause and look at you. You got to go to sleep early or look up, everything kind of stuff.
But if you go to London, you'll go over probably for like a week.
No, not necessarily. My rookie year, I actually was in a situation where I was in London 2 times in 3 weeks. I was with the Dolphins.
I was like, victory.
I got my visa and the Chiefs. We were going 2 weeks right. So we flew out on Thursday and we flew back home. So
it was a short trip.
You're exhausted, right?
I mean, it was so cool just to go on experience,
like, the little time I did get free to go over there and see what London's all about. It's cool.
It is, right?
Yeah, I'd rather go see Mexico. It's a little closer to home. Yeah, you can see the title list. It's
awesome. Just don't drink the water.
Yeah. I mean, I was, well, I was in Cabo, and it was shower water. And that's all I'm thinking. And, like, I was just trying to, I'm really kind of going out, and it was not great.
The other thing that I kind of want to just get in and get out real quick, and then we're going to goof around, is you're about 14 minutes away from you guys going behind the counter. With 2 games left, it drives me crazy when media and fans and everybody's saying, well, they're giving up. They're not going to play. And I keep telling people, you guys are playing for jobs. You know, it's not like you can pack up and go home. You guys have to go out there and do your best.
Yeah, I don't think you realize that's how you eat your family, that's how you take care of, you know, your business, that's how you make a living. So you're not going to just go out there and just quit and give up. Everybody wants to do their best, and there's no time to go out there. Everybody's trying to be like, you know, it's not easy what we do. You don't take those chances for granted. Nobody does. So.
Yeah. I mean, every time you're out there, not only is the Buccaneers and our team, but every other team's watching you and talking about what type of player you are. So nobody's going to go out there and just shut it down. And I mean,
look, even though it's been a tough year, if you look in our losses, like, the team never quit, you know? Like, usually we rally back in the end and just come up short. But, I mean, it's just, that's just like a media narrative, but that's not going to happen.
What are you guys thinking during the game? I mean, or does the game fly by as quick as the season has to you? It's like kickoff, and before you know it, it's halftime, and then before you know it, the game's over?
It depends on the games. Some games are longer than others. You know, I mean, like, this last one we did flew by. Like, every time you looked up, I was like, wow, that was a quarter already. Wow, that was a quarter. And that's just because a lot of running, you know, like, running clock, the long drive, stuff like that. So, I mean, it just depends on the game. And there's, like, we're so trained situationally as far as, like, football goes. So, it's constant. Like, they're always in your mind. It's just, like, you're thinking about the next situation and, you know, kind of what's going on and how the game's playing out.
Was it a lot of fun to play in that weather in Baltimore? I'm saying it pretty sarcastically.
You know, the funny thing is like, yeah, it's miserable, right? But, like, there's, like, that split second where you're like, dude, this is awesome. Like, because when you're so a little cool kid and you go and, like, for me, being in from the Midwest, we'd play in, like, snowstorms and, like, just tackle each other and slide all over the place. And something about, like, just playing in the elements like that, it is kind of fun. It's just sloppy, messy. It's not, you know, it's just something special about it. But, I mean, yeah, it's – when it's raining sideways and 40 degrees, it's not the nicest day.
Especially the challenge, too, that we had, like, playing that defense as good as they are and their front, you know, and kind of like coach was like, hey, listen, this gun's going to be on you guys. we're going to run the ball, and you got to protect the passer and do all these things like that. So knowing, like, the onus is on, like, the groups up front, like the offensive line, defensive line, going out there and playing in the trenches, that was a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to go hit a break, give you guys a couple minutes to get prepared because you're 14 minutes away from going behind the counter. And we're going to find out, Alex or Leonard, who's victorious in round one. We'll be right back. Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Okay, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, hanging out with Caleb and Michael. Pet peeves. Some of your pet peeves.
Oh, Tampa drivers.
Northern drivers. It's northern drivers that just happen to be in Tampa.
The mixture of driving in Florida.
Yeah. Guys, yeah. It's no
slow drivers in the left lane.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Any drivers in front of me?
Yeah, anyone.
Drive me crazy.
A guy that when the left lane's open, he's in the right lane, you need to turn right, and he's going straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you sit at the red light and you have to go straight, I want to turn. Oh, man, yeah, that one drives me nuts.
All right, anything other than drivers? I've got one while you're thinking. So I'm purchasing some cars for my brother's company, and every time I call, they open at 9. You know, I'm ready to go. I have a lot of stuff to do. So I call at 9 o'clock. and they're like, all the managers are in a meeting. If you're open at 9, you should be open at 9. If you have meetings or you have stuff to do, you should do it at 8:30.
Yeah.
Just kind of my thought. So I got you hooked up. I got some stuff for you. So if you guys could pick out 3 of those tickets, that's going to be the first judges. Well, really, I don't want you. I was going to say you guys could pick your own judges, but we won't do that. There's a lot riding on this. All right. Who are the judges going to be in round one?
4-4-4-2-9-6.
All right. So Nick is going to be one of the judges round one.
Okay.
4-4-4-3-0-7.
3-0-7? You don't? Okay. Okay. We'll pull somebody else.
Somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. 4-4-4-3-0-9.
No. All right. So there's two. And go ahead. The third one.
For me?
Yeah, that's fine.
4-4-4-2-9-7. Did you already call him?
297. All right. 6. So there's your three. Just sit down. You don't want to know who's making which pizzas. Unless you want, you might be able to go over there and, you know, kind of get bribed a little. This could be a boxing event. You know, if it was a boxing event, there's a little money put on the side. Another one of my pet peeves, and I'm curious what you guys think about this, and I don't even know how true it is on the internet, but when I do my 27 seconds of research before every show when guys are coming, one of the first things that pounce up is Caleb Benenat's net worth. And it drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You got it?
No, it's just, yeah, that stuff's private, you know?
It should be.
It should be private, yeah.
Yeah, why is our net worth out there, but the coaches?
The coaches are, yeah. We talked about that the other day.
Right, yeah, right. We were talking about
everybody's stuff. If my stuff's public, everybody's stuff needs to be public.
I agree.
You feel me?
I definitely agree. Who have you guys been told that you look like, or who have you been confused for, you know, for?
Oh, man. When I was in high school, they said I looked like that guy who was in The Blind Side. Not Michael Orr, but the actor from The Blind Side. So it was.
Who lives here locally?
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, he does here locally. We'll need to, take a picture of the two of you together or something.
Now, not so much, but in high school, I look like him.
Well, maybe not now, because he probably outweighs you by 200 pounds.
He's not that. He's not 500 pounds.
I bet you he's 380. I mean, not 500, but I bet you he's 380.
It's like, wow.
I mean, he is a big, big boy. Mike? Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, in Tampa, Allie, everybody always... Well, I'm walking into games, so he'd be like, hey, Allie, will you sign this for me?
Oh, man, you got to.
Like,
and what do? Do you sign it?
Oh, one time I walked up and I saw the picture, and it was the guy standing next to Allie. So he had previously met Allie. I just looked at the picture and just handed it back and walked away.
I know somebody you look like, Mike.
Who?
The guy named Joe Litke.
That's an inside joke.
Another one of my little pet peeves is bathroom doors that open in. Have you ever thought about that?
Like at a restaurant?
Yeah, any restaurant or anything.
I've never thought about that, but that would be very... Like, the one in my house is like a sliding. I feel like that's probably the best, most efficient way to...
But it's okay either way if it's at a bathroom in your house.
Yeah.
If you're out in public...
I wouldn't want it in. Because that's just like when you want to get up, like, I don't know.
Well, this is, well, and again.
Are we talking stall door or door?
No, door. I'm saying door. And I have a reason for it.
Reasoning.
Oh, yeah.
He's 6'8".
There you go. He's 6'8".
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, I mean, he's.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Well, here's my reasoning for it. When I go to the bathroom, and I don't have any of these phobias and stuff, but I don't really want to touch a door.
Yeah.
Just in case the guy who went before me and left didn't wash his hands.
Which is a high probability.
Exactly. Yeah. So you go, you wash your hands, and then you go pull the door open.
Yeah. I use
my shirt.
Or I get the, when you get the napkin out, just do that and then just chug it.
I do that.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Or you've never thought about it?
I'm still trying to think which way you guys are talking about the door open.
If the door opens in when you're going into the bathroom, that means you have to grab the door to walk out.
So you have to pull it to get in.
Right.
Okay. So
I've
we were talking about two different things then.
Yeah, wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'd rather open the door.
I see your point. You have a valid
then I can
point.
Kick
so
it.
I was thinking of like a bathroom like with the toilet seat. And the door opens in, so like
that's
maybe there's
the
like
the stall
door. So like maybe there's it's in your way. That's right. So I wasn't even thinking like you're thinking. But you know what else pet peeve of mine? When the toilet paper doesn't go over, when it's under, I just like.
Does it bother you?
Yeah. Why? Why is it like that?
Hold on. My wife and me have this debate because we flip sides.
Over, bro.
No, I'm under.
Why?
She's over. Because when you're under, you can pull up and it'll tear. If you have it over, you pull down and the whole roll just comes down.
But how about you just?
I can do it with one hand.
I don't care. My wife wants it a certain way, and I know she's watching me. I have no idea which way she wants it.
And I feel like it doesn't.
Because I don't care.
I feel like it doesn't even look good when it's under. Like it's
who
just
cares?
Like,
it's your bathroom.
It's just, you know, like over the top is just like, I don't know.
I was at my brother's corporate office in Atlanta last weekend, and one of the transportation guys in the middle of a workday was going person to person to find out who did it the wrong way in the bathroom. And my brother's like, I'm paying you to figure this out. Get to work. It was just crazy. Final couple minutes of the two of you guys being on the program. So give me your best football story. I know we've done this on the Monday night out at the press box, but new listeners, new time, this once-in-a-lifetime Tuesday thing. Give me your best.
Best football story.
I think Mike should go first on this one.
I'm trying to think right now. What are we talking about here? Like,
just the
most inspirational, like just the best thing that came from football.
However you want to answer.
Oh man, that's tough.
I don't know the Jeopardy music. Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. So much pressure.
So much pressure. Yeah, I mean, jeez.
Caleb threw you under the bus by making you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I mean, I don't even got. I've told like the one about obviously I got started. But
I've been doing radio 30 some years, and that's probably my favorite story. So just go with that then. A lot of people here haven't heard it. So
okay, basically, I moved from Nigeria in third grade, and I started hearing everybody talk about like we do morning announcements when I was younger, and like, so they came on morning announcements and they talked about like this certain team, these kids are on this team, had won like the football championship, like the youth K to youth football championship, and I was like, oh cool, like football, like everybody keeps talking about football around town, so I wanted to go make friends, and I'm thinking I'm signing up for soccer because I want to go play football with my friends and, you know, go meet new people. And so we go to the tryouts the first day or whatever it was, and we had no equipment. Like, we came with just like some cleats, and the coaches were like, yeah, wrong football. But you know, so my mom had to go buy a bunch of equipment. So basically, I got my start as an accident. But
you know. I think that's awesome. You go sign up for the wrong sport, and you end up in the NFL.
Yeah, crazy.
There's definitely nothing wrong with that. Another one of my pet peeves, or overused word, legend.
Yeah, we talked this last
legend.
Time.
Legend, okay, yeah. And GOAT. People use that.
Right, well, which is, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Same, yeah.
Right. I was watching the UFC over the weekend, and a future legend, and this legend. I think it takes away from legitimate legends.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, awesome also.
Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, but to say he's a legend kind of takes away from Joe Montana and Brett Favre and those guys to me.
Yeah, and everybody isn't the GOAT now. Like, I understand, like it's just as soon as somebody has a big game or somebody has, like, a big year, oh, he's a GOAT, he's a GOAT. I'm like, let's let him be done playing first for a little while. Like, let's, you know, give it a little time. Let's figure it out.
And then they'll break it into categories, too. They'll be like, oh, but he's the best pure passer. Like, oh, he's the best playmaker. Like,
he's just
the best overall quarterback. It's like, all right. Well,
they just want stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
When we get started on the talking heads.
Where are we on the two pizzas, Matt? Are they done? Are they almost? They're done? All right, where's the three judges? Let's bring it out.
Do I get to judge?
Oh, I don't know nothing.
Oh, yeah. Can we judge?
Can we judge? Yeah. Can I judge Leonard and...
All right, yeah, bring a slice, two slices over real quick before we hit this break, if you guys can. And not that this will sway the three judges, but I didn't know the judging has already been done. But all right, so let's go. We're at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break. When we come back, the guys would have taken a look at it, tasted it, and then we'll determine the winner. Somebody seems pretty happy over there.
All right, let's go hit a break. Bro.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, Blackstone millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today. Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we have now switched athletes. So Michael and Caleb going behind the counter. We need to, if there's enough slices, if you guys can bring some slices over for the cooks
one.
Back here.
Just one.
Well, now, do you want to try?
I'm a man of the people, you know. I want them to have it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Do you want to try Alex's or do you want to try yours? Alex, do you want to try yours?
I want to try both because it might be a hoax. I don't know if it's a setup in here or what.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Gracias, gracias.
I got to be honest. They both look pretty good.
Oh, would you, just off appearance, what are you thinking?
Oh, now I'm, I don't know.
No. Don't get Randy.
All right. I'll be honest.
All right, he's objective.
I can be honest because and one of the two guys behind the counter made probably the greatest lineup anyway. Do it? No, I'm good. That you need to go and kind of ask, you know, around since you don't know who the judges are. So, if you're asking me which one, I would never eat the one with the olive.
All right, that's fair.
I'm not an olive guy.
You're not an olive guy.
I would pick the olive off.
Yeah, that's fine.
I do that too.
So if you pick the olive off, we still eat the pizza or not?
Oh, yeah, I would. Okay, just like I would pick off the green pepper and eat yours. So at least you guys are even.
We're evenly bad right now. Yeah. Evenly bad.
Well, that's the two things I don't eat. So take a bite of whichever one. Which one are you both going to try first?
Try our own first, right?
Okay. This is outstanding. We are coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Now, you guys are going to pick two of the next three judges. Chris, you're going to be one of the three of the next round. And then whoever the judges are going to decide between you two.
Mine's straight fire, bro. What's the deal on here?
Well, I just tried my own pizza, and I'll tell you what. There might be a new item on the menu in here.
Maybe I will, if there's enough left over. All right. This is like the Food Network. Thank you.
Cap, I hate to say it, bro.
These both look good.
It's decent. We got a winner. That's not good.
Well, what are the other – did the other two
Dude,
guys –
it's the goat cheese one. I knew it.
All right. So I guess whoever wants to tell me who won round one, I don't know.
Oh, Alex, my gosh, won? Dude. No way, bro.
I'll tell you what, I went with the white pizza. I didn't think people would be expecting it, but everybody loves a good white pizza. A little garlic butter on there. It's tremendous. You got to go outside the box sometimes.
Yours tastes like a pizza that's actually good. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. All right. That's fine. That's fair.
All right.
That's fair.
I need to tell you a story, Mr. Leonard, sir.
What's up, dude?
Because I thought of you the second this happened.
Talk to me, dude.
This is the strangest thing that's ever happened to me today.
All right. Today.
This happened. So the timing of this, of what I'm about to tell you, and you and I and some of our discussions that we've had in the locker room. So FedEx comes to our street today.
Right.
Now, my son and my daughter both live on the street.
Right.
All right. So we have a couple houses on the street. Anytime I see FedEx, UPS, whatever come by, I run out the house. Because it's like Christmas to me, because 9 out of 10 times, the box or whatever is for me. So a guy, the FedEx delivery guy, starts walking to the front of my son's house. And I said, yelled to him, hey, I'll take it. And he had earplugs and he didn't hear me. Uh-oh. I'll take it. Finally, he saw me coming.
Yeah.
He said, what's your name? I said, my name, blah, 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 blah. So then we start talking. We start talking about radio. We start talking about the kids living on the street and stuff. He tells me that he has a podcast. And I said, well, I'm not a podcast. That's kind of one of my pet peeve things. I'm FCC radio, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. I said, but listen, I'd be more than happy. He does local band stuff. And so I said, I'd be more than happy to put you on any time to talk. The guy broke down and started to cry. Now, I'm a little nervous now. Like, I said something wrong, and he's going to turn around and punch me out, and, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I waited. I go, you all right? And he turned around, he wiped his eyes, and he said, no, I'm all right, I'm sorry. And then he started to cry again. And I'm like, something's... And he said that he's had a bad couple weeks, and God said that you're going to, something's going to come into your life when you least expect it to help you. And that's what he was talking about.
Wow.
And, thinking about you and some of the talks that we've had, I know how religious you are. I'm like, to me, it's just kind of really eerie that it's the day that you're coming back to do one of the shows. And I just thought it was...
Everything happens for a reason, and I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in God appointments, and that you experienced a God appointment today.
Well, and that's I figured that would be what you said, and it was crazy. All right. I looked over at the pizza. Your plate's gone.
Of course it's gone, dude. I'm hungry, bro.
What was it like to make the pizza? Did you throw the dough? Did you do the whole 9 yards?
So I think I overworked the dough a little bit. It kind of got stuck to the tray. Somehow it still came out on top, though, but... When you start throwing it up and there's a crowd of people watching you waiting for you to drop it, tension's real.
Really? Even for an athlete that plays in front of 60, 70, 90,000 people?
Well, it's something new, dude. It's not something that we do all the time. So, I was a little uneasy at first. I didn't really want to open it up and get it going because I was like, if I drop this, I'm a fool. They're videotaping me, got my cameras on. So I was like, I just got to keep it safe, keep it in touch.
What do you think you learned, Alex, since you're now moving on to the championship round? Mm-hmm. This is like the NCAA Final Four. What do you think you've learned? What will you do different in the next round?
So you got to stand out. You got to stand out as the number one thing. I think that's really what got me through this round. They said Leonard just made regular pizza. Going forward, I think it's just the experience. It's just like playing football. When you gain some experience, you're more confident going forward.
Now, should we do a consolation too, or should we just do the winners?
No, that's okay. Winners only, I'm just glad I had the experience. And, I really thought – The garlic parmesan crust was going to get me through, and it didn't. That's all right.
They didn't taste the garlic.
Do you see, I was trying to not be overkill on the garlic.
Did they coach you at all back there? Did they tell you anything, or were you basically all on your own?
I mean, they gave us some tips, right? They said, it's your own pizza, do what you want, but like, hey, if you do this with the crust, it's not going to be so good, or this, that, and the other. So they did some things.
See, my dad makes his own pizza, so I knew I couldn't let him down on this one.
Oh, okay.
So see, this dude's a sleeper cell, bro. He had experience coming in here.
I hustled him.
He hustled everybody in here. It's ridiculous.
Now, I heard a rumor from the Food Network that recently you made Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, Mike, get out of here, dude. Mike's on trash for that, all right? So he claims that I can't cook. I can't do this, that, and the other. And it's just macaroni and cheese, but I made some hamburgers, macaroni and cheese. Like, he challenged me. He's like, dude, you're not going to go cook. You're not going to do this. I'm like, I understand it's not real cooking, but.
That's definitely like when you have like a kid in like the third grade who wants to cook dinner, you let him make hamburgers and mac and cheese.
Hot dogs on the grill.
Hey, man, cooking for one is depressing. Cooking for one is absolutely depressing, right? So, I mean, that's the most happiest thing I could think of.
Anytime that you want to cook for two, give me a call.
Okay.
I'll come over.
Okay.
And we'll hang out and we'll eat. Right?
Randy's all about free food. I get you, dude. Yeah. I get you.
He saw an opportunity.
Well, yeah. I told you the story about meeting my wife, right?
No.
That's how I met my wife.
Free food?
Over food, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Basically, I was stationed in Boston. I was stationed in the Navy. And I had this part-time job. And I would go to the part-time job, and a SEAL on the ship was like, dude, let's go to this nursing college. And I'm like, no, I want to go make money. Yeah. And he kept on me and kept on me. I said, all right, let's go. So we go to the grudgingly, I went to this nursing college, and we walked into this room because there was a nurse that had some surgery, who is now my son's godmother. And my beautiful wife is sitting over in the corner, and she said, I have an extra meal ticket. Anybody want to get some food? She had me.
There it is.
Quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach, you know, so she knew what she was doing.
We talked briefly about getting married 2 weeks later, and 36 years later, things are still good.
All right, so after 2 weeks, you decide to get married, or?
I knew.
You knew after two
weeks. Well, he knew after 2 seconds when she said meal tickets.
Yeah, she said free food, right. It's over, dude.
And the food, you know, living on a ship, the food was great. Because if you can eat on a ship, you can pretty much eat anywhere.
Yeah, phenomenal. So after 2 weeks, you knew.
Yep.
How'd you know?
I just knew.
Yeah, but how?
I'm not sure she knew, but I knew.
She's like, I can't sign up for this, dude. I'm a little scared, you know. But she agreed though. You're still married, right?
No, so absolutely.
Things going good.
Yeah, things went well. All right, we're gonna get back. I'm gonna try the pizzas. What I'm gonna do? So let's go hit this break. We'll come back, and believe it or not, only one segment left. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. This is Talking Sports.
Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
So we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, and I was trying to think of a funny way to say this because hopefully you don't need another profession because hopefully you're going to be in the NFL for a long time, Alex, but that pizza was outstanding.
I appreciate it.
It was really, really good. And do you watch the Food Network at all?
My main go-to on food is the Great British Baking Show. So I knew that bread had to be well-proved, you know?
Well, the thing that I noticed is you're getting ready to move on to the championship.
Learn, and if I could bring a guy along with me and learn a few things,
it's all out of pity, dude. You know what I mean? You know, so
to be honest, I'm trying to win this thing, so I'm over here strategizing hard, like really making plans for the next round.
Well, because first place is an incredible item. It's in the box that's over there by the speaker.
Oh, see, I figured he's gonna get like a picture on the wall or something, you know?
But we can do that as well.
Yeah, no, Matt, can we do that, dude?
Well, we can definitely do it.
Absolutely. So
we'll put it right next to when Tony Ferguson went up against Rashad Evans. Some UFC names. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to talk some UFC, some wrestling. What was the fight you watched the other day?
The other day I watched the first Gustafson John Jones.
Beautiful.
I hadn't seen the whole thing. I'd just seen the highlights. Tremendous fight.
Beautiful.
Questionable call on the judging there.
Close fight.
Close fight.
It's definitely close fight. Before I forget, if you can pull, both of you guys pull out a ticket.
What's the story? These already been drawn.
They're the ones that judged yours.
Just one ticket?
Yeah, you're going to pull one. Chris is going to be one because I've already said it. And then I'm going to do the finale.
Should we read them now?
Yep. Yep. And then I'm going to ask you a question off the air about your pizza.
Okay.
Because, you know.
444. 304.
304? Who's 304? Okay. Pat's one. What? I don't know. Pat's up there filming it. No, we're going to have to. No.
Gotta grab
Pat's ineligible. Okay.
Right,
then you do
it. There it is. All right. I got 444-299.
She's excited.
She was excited about it.
Let's go,
now,
dude.
One of the things that I found interesting as somebody that watches so much of the Food Network is they sometimes get on people that go back to the same thing. But the difference is you have different judges. So these judges haven't tried your pizza. So I don't know if that means you're going to go to the same pizza or you're going to try something different.
I think you got to stick with what you know, but you also got to build on it. I got to add something fresh,
some wrinkles, dude. Definitely got to put some wrinkles in there. You know?
And then if it's not a problem, I'm going to ask Matt to assist you. As you make it, I want you to make another one for me to take home.
Hey,
that's how good that thing was.
It was good. I appreciate
fire
that.
Pizza, you know, so that'll be my my breakfast or something like that.
Hey, you can't take it personally, you know? You can't take it personally. That's all right. As long as it was good.
See, no, yours was good.
As long as it was good.
Yours was good. And that's the professional in you. You know, it's funny because a lot of times fighters get mad that I don't feel comfortable in picking a winner on a fight. And all it is a guess. I mean, nobody knows.
Yeah.
But then when you pick against somebody, they get mad at you. And then when they're a friend of yours, A, you feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Now do you want to be professional and say who you think's going to win, knowing that it's going to hurt the feeling of a friend that you hang out with when they say, oh, it doesn't matter, just pick. And then you pick against them and they never talk to you again.
So how many times have you picked against Matt, dude?
Matt?
That's the real question.
Matt who?
Huh.
This Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, on a regular basis.
Exactly. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
I thought you were saying Matt Hughes. I thought we were going some UFC stuff.
No, I wasn't.
I've never picked against Matt Hughes, but I pick against this Matt. We call him McDummy. So
dude,
that should tell you why.
Straight shade. Can't even defend himself. He doesn't have a mic. Can't defend himself.
When I first walked in, he said, "So do you want me on mic?" And on the mic, I said, "Absolutely not." I want to be able to continue to do the show.
Yeah.
Where's some places, either in the States or outside the state, that you guys would like to go visit?
Dude, honestly, I want to go to Italy. My girlfriend is pretty Italian. Her grandparents are immigrants. So hopefully soon we'll take a little trip to Italy, see some countryside, see the old school stuff.
and maybe get some Italian pizza.
I was going to say, eat some pizza. It won't be as good as this.
But no, it won't.
No, I have to go to the Holy Land, dude. I have to go back. I have to go to Israel. I got to go. So that's, I mean, I'm going to go on a USO tour to Greece and Italy to visit the troops this offseason. So I'll accomplish that for you. I'll take some pictures.
Please do.
All right, I'll tell you about my experience. But Israel, I got to go to Israel.
I told you my daughter went.
Yeah, you did tell me that. Now, I'm not going to get it funded. I'm not going to get it funded. I got to go to a rabbi. I don't think it's going to work that way.
I don't think, A, you can convert in time to be under 21 to get it for free.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You might have missed that. I don't know if you know that, but being Jewish, it's called birthright. Mm-hmm. And it's your birthright to go on basically a free trip to Israel.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, no, but not 21.
So
missed my chance.
No converting now, dude.
Favorite movie?
Probably Good Will Hunting. When I was growing up, it was Remember the Titans. I would watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
And now Good Will Hunting is probably my favorite.
Yeah. So how's round two going? What do you guys think? Did you guys test yours or anything? Has it come out? Not yet. Okay. They like it.
You know where you lost it, Leonard? You put tomatoes on it.
That's interesting. All right, well, it is radio, so we do need to continue talking. Yeah. All right, so you watched the John Jones Gustafson.
And it's got me hyped for this upcoming one, too.
Next week?
It'll be interesting to see because neither of them have fought for a little bit now, but they're both still going to be elite when they're in there, so I mean, I'm pretty hyped for it.
I'm leaning towards John Jones.
You have to.
Who I believe is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
A legend.
He's never been beat. Okay, his one loss, I mean, come on, dude.
Right, which
smashed,
was
Matt Hamill.
Who also has been in Tour de Pizza and made pizzas here.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't really, and Matt Hamill doesn't consider that a win or a loss to John Jones either. I'm sure you're not familiar. He came down illegally.
I remember.
Okay.
I remember.
Yeah. Busted him up pretty good. Now, with the problems that John Jones has had, mainly the steroid use, you know, the cocaine is one thing, the hit and run is, all those things are awful. But I don't necessarily think that changes, you know, in the octagon. The steroids possibly does. Yeah. So with all that, do you still consider him the GOAT?
It's hard because you have to look at the fights and think like, would he still beat these guys? And I don't know who would have beat him on steroids, not on steroids, dude. The guy's a freak. He's crazy, man.
I'd like to see him fight Brock Lesnar at heavyweight.
You think he'd do it?
Well, I think he would do it.
You think he'd win?
Because he is the best. He is, you know, the GOAT, you know, unless he loses next Saturday.
Yeah. What do you think about 5-round fights? You think it's too long?
I think 3 rounds is too short.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's a title fight, then yeah, I think it should be 5.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of every main event now being a 5-round because there should be an advantage, some advantage to the champion.
Yeah,
the champion that he has fought 5-round fights. Well, if you fought 3, 4, 5 main events.
But it's not for the belt.
Right, it's not for the belt. But now you're fighting 5 rounds. That's always been one of the advantages. And I know we talk a lot of MMA in the locker room, something I want to bring up real quick. Another one of my pet peeves is when they say home field advantage. And so Elias Theodoro, we talked about his fight against Eric Anders the other day in Toronto. It was a split decision. The two American judges had Elias winning. The Canadian judge had him losing. So much for quote-unquote home field advantage, you know, which I hate as a judge.
It's such a hard thing to judge a fight in the first place, no matter where you're from. It's a hard thing to do.
Well, especially when there's so many criteria. That's one of my pet peeves of being a judge. There's like 97 things. And if you're a jiu-jitsu guy like I am, I'm going to give more to jiu-jitsu, you know, than a stand-up boxing guy. Mm-hmm. And so there is no consistent judging, you know, criteria.
Yeah.
Favorite actor? If you could only watch one actor for the rest of your life.
Actor or actress? Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
One actor for the rest of my life? Dude, you're going to have to answer that first. Come back to that.
My favorite actor is probably Will Ferrell. But I don't know if I could watch him for the rest of my life, though. So that might change the deal a little bit.
Okay, so real quick, going back to favorite movie, Gladiator. Okay, Good Will Hunting is in my top 3, though.
Nice. It's an
absolutely wonderful movie.
Like Gladiator? Never seen Good Will Hunting.
What?
Never seen.
Why not?
Well, I think I told you in the locker room, I do a contest. Name 10 movies. If I've seen 7, you win a prize. I think only 3 people have ever named 8 movies I've seen, one being my little brother. So only two other people worldwide have ever
named. You're just not a big movie guy or what?
I don't have the patience to sit there.
You just can't? I can't.
It took me 5 tries to watch Gladiator.
Because?
It's just I lose track. I want to go write a commercial. I want to take a nap. I want to. And then when we go to the movie theater, I fall asleep.
Yeah, it's pretty dark in there. Understandable.
So give me like a couple of your top favorite movies.
Well, my favorite movie probably of all time, and I'm going to get booed out of my own show here, is Rocky V.
Okay.
Trash.
Which has been said.
I'm just kidding.
No, well, they've said that Rocky V is the worst Rocky of them all.
Really? Not even 6?
No, 5 is worse.
Really?
But I just like the fight scene, being the fight guy that I am. They fight in the street.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought that was neat, though.
I loved it. That's my favorite part.
I did that, yeah.
That's my ringtone when Paulie gets knocked down and Rocky says, "You knock him down." That's my ringtone. It's my favorite line. This is going to say a lot about me, but Mighty Ducks is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
I mean, I love that. Quack, quack, quack.
Give me one non-sports movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Never seen it.
Oh my! These are classics, man.
I told you. I don't know a non-sports movie off the top of my head.
I don't even know where to
Hunt
go.
Hunt for
now.
Red October, maybe.
Love that movie.
I would say Hoosiers, but that's a sports movie.
So everything in the what's that guy's name? The doctor, who, like, that's a book series, and they made it all into movies, right? No, you don't know. I can't remember his name, but they have like a bunch of movies like that. Dr. Ryan. Oh. Ryan, right?
I was asking my book expert. Okay, she's agreeing with you.
Yeah, it's Dr. Ryan. All those movies that they have based on him are really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, phenomenal.
I would, that's off the top crazy. Of my head, thinking quick.
You never seen Harry Potter?
No.
Star Wars?
Castaway.
Lord of the Rings.
I've seen one of the Star Wars. I haven't seen any of the new ones.
Castaway?
No.
That's a good one.
Forrest Gump?
I've seen Forrest Gump.
There it is. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay.
That's a really long movie. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, you weren't going to be.
Well, I don't think I saw it start to finish. I might have seen, and then I know when to come back.
It was on TBS, dude.
I guess Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption, dude. Phenomenal movie.
Is there any movie you've seen more than that? It's impossible.
What do you mean?
Shawshank Redemption is on.
I've never seen it.
I've seen Gladiator.
Huh?
Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
Dude, you're from California. You're supposed to be cultured, bro. What's the deal? Dude, Shawshank.
Sheltered.
No, it's a classic. It's good. It's phenomenal.
I can't think of any other non-sports.
Anything that Morgan Freeman can narrate is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Judging is ready. All right. Did we take pictures of it before it got sliced up and stuff? You did? Okay. All right. So the three judges are now going to see who you're. Do you care who you go up against?
So I don't think they stand a chance. To be honest. I want to go up against the best. We'll see what they got.
A good response.
McDummy,
all right.
McDummy, dude. Oh, it's terrible.
McDummy. Yeah, that's McDummy. So maybe we'll have Matt make a banner or something that you can hang in the offensive line holiday room.
Hey, that'd be awesome. All I know is I want to be up on the menu somewhere. If I win this whole thing.
Matt's already said yes, so even if you don't have to. I think just because I love it so much, you need to know what the recipe is because I want that pizza. That pizza was so good, I ate all of the crust, and I don't eat the crust.
Matt looks a little jealous right now.
Yeah, he is.
He's got.
He's always said that he doesn't want to teach somebody all of his secrets because, you know, but maybe you could go teach him something.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Low blow.
All right, so the three judges are sitting up there, and then you guys are going to taste it.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do the blind test. Mike's all excited, too. I like all the smiles on everybody's faces. This is cool. This is definitely cool.
I can't believe this hasn't happened yet. I can't believe we're the first 4 people to come over here.
Yeah. Well, you are.
So that's phenomenal.
Since we've talked in the locker room, it shouldn't surprise you.
That's true, yeah.
So, this is cool. Maybe we could do this something on a regular basis and through the summer. Are you guys leaving, you know, when the season's over in a couple of weeks, or what's your plans?
Yeah, it kind of just depends on the guy. Me, I'll be out in Arizona training. That's where I got a spot to train out there, and then that's where my girlfriend's going to law school at, so good retirement.
When will you be in Arizona?
Most of the off season. You heading out or what?
UFC's in Phoenix in February.
I saw that. Who's fighting on that? Do we know?
It's Cain Velasquez. Big heavyweight fight.
Dude, I would love to see Cain versus Stipe. I don't know if they're going to make that happen. I think they were talking Cain versus Ngannou maybe or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And I think the winner of that possibly could fight Stipe.
That'd be awesome.
Since Stipe doesn't have another fight. And your plans in a month when the season's over?
Well, I'll be traveling. I'll be in the USO tour, and then I'll come back, and then for 3 days, and I'm going down to the Dominican.
How did you get caught up, you know, get caught into that thing, which is awesome. As a veteran, I didn't mean caught up, but get involved in the USC tour. And
yeah, so last year, it wasn't as – I don't think it was as largely promoted for our team personally last year, and they just came to us and, like, I love doing anything that involves veterans. I mean, or people in active military. Like, they do so much for us, you know, and I don't think we can do enough to appreciate them for what they do, you know. But they're like, yeah, get a chance. And I see, at first I thought they're going to send me over to, like, Afghanistan or Iraq. Like, let's go. Like, I really wanted to do that. And but they said, you know, you're going to go check out some bases in Italy and in Greece. And I was like, I've never been to Europe, you know. So I was like, gotta go.
That's,
you know,
definitely cool.
It's a lifetime deal, possibly, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So and I'm sure that all the athletes, all the musicians, everybody that go on these tours have no idea what it means and what it does for the vets. You know, they're not even vets. They're the military, you know, as it is. Because we don't get that. You know, I was on a ship for 6 months, you know, and just to see somebody that, you know, comes over and, you know, you can converse with and stuff means the world to the military. So it's definitely good stuff. So, all right, we are basically out of time. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank the guys back there. Man Strong and Staff Zone. This has been Talking Sports. Have a great night.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.